And another says that the Sakone for Meisigwen takert every Shabbos to learn. Because the Yidna Reinach is Chua, they were busy with all kinds of things, but they have time to learn. The Sakone that Shabbos you must sit and learn. And the Tor is Matgish, he emphasizes Nitzam Lelen, Kvetrush, whatever, to learn Taka, the Halachas, the Chukim of Shpotim. And that's why the Magen Avraham brings it. It's in Simen Reish Tzadik. So if this Shabbos is Shabbos Vayakel, then Taka Wissen, Rosh Pshat Vayakel. Okay, now getting back to the end of the day, because the dinner from Pesach. The yesterday dinner from Pesach we find right in the Mishnah in Pesachim. El Abosso, Beitkin Tzachomitz Leiraleh. El Abosso means you don't have to wait till it's fully dark. Like this year, it will be Thursday night, just 3 weeks from tonight, the Likas Chomitz. So the Ravid says, what says El? El means not when it's totally dark. Don't have to wait till an hour and a half after the Shkia. It's not a half hour after the Shkia, but it's enough. El Abosso. Beikis HaChomet Leiraneh. To understand this Mishnah, you have to learn the Ran. The Ran says like this. There's a mitzvah that Tere Ach ba yem harishin tashbisu soyer mibotecha. Yem harishin means the previous day. The Lashon Kodesh is a very rich language. Harishin can mean the first, harishin can mean the previous. Ach ba yem harishin tashbisu soyer. Tere says 7 days not allowed to eat chometz, but you have to get rid of the chometz by yem harishin the previous day. And the Chazal and the Kabbalah, the Rambam does Masber, that it means Chatzos. 12 o'clock, because the state of Lysisbach, the Chometz Dam Zivri, that the Kom Pesach, you had to be rid of all Chometz. So therefore, it's, you understand that when the Torah said, Ach Barishin Tashbisu Selim Betechem, it meant at 12 o'clock. That's when the Reise. And therefore, after 12, if somebody eats chometz, or even he buys chometz, or whatever, it's chayv malkus. Talav. Chometz is only the 7 days of Pesach. But after Pesach, after Chatzos, the Rambam says, the chiyuv d'oraisa, the chayv malkus. Andrei Shenim Halpin, talking malkus, Masanisa. Then the Chachomim came along, and they said, actually, the Torah didn't tell you to burn it. Because there's another Eitzev Tashbisu. Midaraisa Bebitl Be'almesagi. When you get up and you make a statement called Pchamira V'chamira Diki Bershusi, any chomets that I have, or a bottle of Yehefkech Yafu Liyaren, it's enough. It's not mine. It's like a piece of dirt. You can't call it chomets. So in other words, Minatere, there are two ways Ifanim. You can either be Mevatl, or you can take and destroy it physically, with a burn it, or the chomalt matl yam. Anyway, you get rid of it, as long as you don't have any chomets. Mechaschina de pesvarana anuftu, that erev Pesach, if you don't have any chomets, you should go out in the morning and buy a roll or buy a bread, in order to have something to burn. Aber zevil hom. Aber my mistava results, it's a negative mitzvah. That you should not have any particle of chometz left. Wow. So the Torah said there are two eitzes, either sreifa, or the, whatever you want to do with it, or beetle. Then the Chachomim came along and they said, we can't depend on beetle. Because after the story in Daso Odom, can a person really say it in his mind, he's convinced that this is nothing? He has a whole warehouse of chometz. He's a baker, he has a place, he has a freezer full of chometz, full of bread and cake, he's waiting. Can you tell me it's really in his mind nothing. The Chum said, no, you must, there's no Eitzah. The Eitzah is Bedike and Sreifa. You call it, they used to call it search and destroy. Doesn't Dikas Chometz. You search for the Chometz and you destroy it, get rid of it. That's Midarab. So that's not the Chometz. So remember, Midaraisa, you have either either Beetle or Sreifa. Chometz said, no, it must be Sreifa or whatever. Sreifa. Search and destroy. Fartik. And it must be L'Oer HaNeir. You must make a bedikya, thorough bedikya. Not fool yourself, but just take like 10 pieces of bread, you put it out and you collect them. That's not bedikas chometz. That's baruch levatola. Bedikya means going and examining carefully every corner of the Vilna Goyen Zechel Vorach. I'm sure you didn't have an apartment of rabbis in America. You had a small apartment. It used to take them hours, bedikas chometz. He went through thoroughly every inch. And afterwards, he could get up and testify there's no chometz anyways. And the Ran says this is pshat bedikya, just like the Torah said that a woman, she can say she's toya and she's bedik, that she has no more dam, she went to the mikveh and so on. She has to be able to say she made a thorough bedikya, thorough inspection of how she's toya. Same thing with bedikas chometz. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Omar of Yehuda, HaBedek Tzor Shivatu. That's the Maisim. The Chomer said, you now talk with me both. Why do you need, if you make Bedikya and Sreife, what do you need, Beetle? So the Gemara says, that's possible, all of a sudden, in the middle of Yom Tov, in the middle of Chalameid, there's a bread. He overlooked the bread. It happens, a human being overlooked. And he might, and he can't do anything as a Yom Tov, whatever, or in the middle of the day, you had the bread for a week, so it was a good idea to have peace. It's a horror. So the Chon said no. That after Bedikya and Sreif and everything, you must have Beetle. So remember, now there were three stages, Kum Tois Muran. First, the Torah said Bedikya and Sreif or Beetle. Nachum said, Beetle's out, you must have Bedikya. Ela Bosom Bekins Nachumas, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara says later on, like stories, they said that Bedikya and beer is not enough, at Bedik shows you want. So the Maisa by us, we do both. First we have Bedikya's Chomets, Thursday night, El Pesach, Bedikya, right? Leila Neil and everything. Then if you look in the Agoda, it says right afterwards you have to say Kol Chamir v'Chamir Diki v'Shusi Libot Lehefki v'Afliyah, because at night the main lotion of beetle is at night the body that God is there repeated in the morning, say it again, but the morning not important, the one at night is important, because the one at night you make a statement. Any chometz that you didn't find for some reason is bottle, and the chometz that you do have, you keep it in a separate bin or whatever, and you eat breakfast tomorrow. But the next morning after you eat breakfast, then you have nothing left. Then you burn whatever you have. Then if you want, you say it again. The ikya beetle, the ikya state called chamira v'chamira, is the one at night. The morning is can't hurt. I mean, there's no brach involved. You say as much as you want, so it's machen tois. But the ikah we missing the one at night. Okay. Now, we're going to skip the halacha of Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Chometz Matzah. Rambam says Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Perek Aleph. Right at the end of Perek Aleph. Also, lechel chometz beim abosom ha'chasei shevel mal. Right. After 12 o'clock, you don't eat chometz. Minatere. We call a echel bezman hazeh, loike minatere, shai malkis. Hazeh on the Rambam. I said that on the Rishayin and Atmaskim, but from my side, this is the halacha ongenomen, At 12 o'clock, Hanisa the Reise, and the Stake Samar Yitzchomet Chaim Malkus. Not Korus. Korus only in 7 days Pesach. Then the Rambam says, V'yosru chachomim lechu chomets mitchila shoshishis. 11, it would say that a day of, from 12, 12 o'clock is noon. And it actually would be 1 o'clock noon. Say 12 o'clock is noon. So the Chum said, never mind 12 o'clock. You're not allowed to eat chomets 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. And now, and somebody eats chomets at 11 or 12, right? Oh, the Rambam mitchila shoshishis is chomets also bachila or bahano. Not allowed to sell chomets, or allowed to give it to a goy or to an animal, whatever. Also banoy. Midivrei sofrim. So from 11 to 12 is the rabbonim. Shar hayayim min haTorah. After 12 the Torah. Shor chamishis from 10 till 11. Incidentally, that shor is money. Is the calendars will all have it. A half extra, and a half an hour extra. All right, that's. But Shor Chamishis means from 11, from 10 till 11, usually time of breakfast. The Chomets said, Eilech Lemba Chomets. You're not allowed to eat Chomets. Why? It's nowhere near 12. Sometimes there's a cloudy day. Not everybody had clocks in those days. So you might think, it's only 10 o'clock, it's already 12 o'clock. So Chum said from 10 o'clock on, don't eat chomets. They know also mahano, Mishor Chomets. 10 to 11 is not also mahano. That's when the older Rabbanim, that's when they sell chomets, 10, 11, from 10 to 11 in the morning. Because it's also mahachilin. So now they can sell it to the goy. That's it. Or if you have an animal, you can give it to an animal. Because I want to tell you, Chometz v'Pesach is a very strange Issa. It's a unique Issa. All Issurim, Mefanasach Issurim, Issurim Mahanoah. Right? All is also Mahanoah. And like Seder, you find all kinds of. But what if you feed it to a dog or cat? If it's your cat or your dog, so of course you're mamliach, you have anoya. What if it's a stray dog, a dog out in the street? Can you give him dog? Most poskim say it's only rabbonah. How? Because you're not having any anoya. Chometz v'Pesach, even a stray dog, you have nothing to do with him. You never saw this dog. Or a stray cat, but you're not allowed to feed him in a rifle. Why is also Bahanoi in the Reifer? And it says, Lo ye yochel chomets. Chomets should not be eaten, should not be consumed. If you are responsible that this chomets was eaten by an animal, then you have an avera. That's a peculiar din only by chomets. Anyway, but from 10 to 11, it's Mutar Bahanoi. Fine. Now the Rambam says weiter, Lamadito, the Rambam makes like a summary. Muta lechu chomets, you'll have to eat chomets at Pesach at Shorevias until 10 o'clock, right? The end of Shorevias. Vein echlim b'shor chamishis, comes from 10 to 11, you're not allowed to eat it. Avol nehenin bo, you can have anoyah. Voechel b'shor shishis, now if somebody eats it from 11 till 12, makin I say makas maldus, it's chayiv malkus merabonon, and of course after shor shvius, after 12 o'clock, you chayiv malkus l'reise. What is the difference if the chachovim am ge'aser, they said, yad achoke, you shouldn't go near 12 o'clock, you should stop eating from 10 o'clock. Why is it from 10 o'clock till 11 is Mutar Banoi? 11 to 12 is also Banoi. Is the Simifulsim, Mishem Revel, Briske, Briske Rov, but them is not the same that the Lechem Mishnah. If you look at Lechem Mishnah, you'll find it. Lechem Mishnah says, the Chachomim don't do things half and half. When the Chachomim said a thing is chometz, it's mamish chometz. Chometz zumuta is also machile. This chometz. Chometz is also mahanoe. So from 11 to 12 it's chometz. It's also machile, also mahanoe. The Gemara says, Mekadesh, we say, Shoyos l'mayla. If you take this chometz, you Mekadesh an isha or godless, you give her nothing, it's mahanoe. From 10 to 11, the Chachomim never gave it the name of chometz. If somebody eats it from 10 to 11, he's not eating chometz. If you eat chometz after 11 o'clock, you're eating chometz. Chometz Rabbana, but it's chometz. 10 to 11 doesn't have the shame chometz. The Chachomim imposed an isur on the person. You do not dare eat chometz from 10 to 11. And if you're eating, you didn't eat chometz. You are shaykes, you have no business breaking the Rabbana told you not to eat and you ate it. I'll give you an example. B'kivega v'zogin achidish niflo. As Rosh Hashanah becomes a Shabbos, we don't blow Shefer on Shabbos, right? What if somebody goes ahead and blows Shefer on Shabbos? Huh? Zot b'kivega as yetzer the mitzvah from Kiyah Shefer. He had no right doing it. The shaykes, you don't do it. The chum said, but if he did it, he has the mitzvah. My nafkimina, nafkimina zokter, what about by lulav? Lulav also chal b'shabbos, you don't bench hesrog and lulav. What if somebody goes ahead and takes a lulav and hesrog, he benches lulav and hesrog on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. Comes on Sunday, we say a shechiyonu, because we had no lulav yesterday, now a Sunday is the first day we have the lulav and hesrog, we say shechiyonu. However, this fellow, he was yetzer mitzvah yesterday, he can't say shechiyonu today. Because Be'etzem it is a mitzvah. The Chachomim did not say there's no mitzvah chal b'shabbos. The Chachomim said, you, the Gavre, should not blow it. Same thing over here, Mamish. So state is from 10 to 11 is an Isra the Gavre. Doesn't have the same chometz. If you ate it, you didn't eat chometz. 11 to 12, you were eating chometz. Azay! Till you get Marcus Mardus. You were even the Rabbonim. He ate something as straight from the Bonnachaymach. There's a beautiful Hesber in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Tzliklus Mamish in the Versa. The Versa of Rambam. All right, so much for an introduction on the Oladinim of Chometz. Now, V'yiz Del Din, Yimala Zokt, Yimala in the first Perik, Omar Yehuda, Hamed Se Chometz B'boiz B'yom Tov. Yeah? I mean, it happens. Therefore, you know, human beings make mistakes. I mean, Thomas Rain, I remember, you know, we used to have a minig. My wife used to always like to put out pieces of chometz, pieces of bread, and collect them, you know, until one fine Pesach, it was the second day of Pesach. Yeah? Way, many years ago. And we're sitting after having the meal in the afternoon, Pesach. We're sitting, and all of a sudden I take a look. On the table in front of us, there was a big ashtray, and there's a piece of bread there. One of the 10 pieces we had overlooked. Imagine that, in the middle of yonder. From then on, we stopped this business of giving out pieces of bread, no more. Chayolim says it. This is Minignoshim. The ladies like to do that for some reason. Minignoshim, you've got thousands. Yeah. About why? But what's in the mitzvah? The mitzvah is betikya. Not finding chometz, searching for chometz. If you don't find any, it's nished. The women always complain or they clean up always a day or two before. You won't find anything. Usually you don't find anything. Except when my kids, they're little babies. So it came, it just came a dikas chometz, I was big chometz. In the back of the couch, I found a half of a cake dough. So I said, don't tell me. If you have any of those with kids, you can be certain that pieces of chometz all around. Thomas Ray. Even with grown ups. But since then, we don't do that. We don't put out in. But, as of was Tutman Taka, Amedic, he found a piece of chometz in Yom Tov. It was Tutman, no? It was Tutman, no? What? What? Who said it? Who said it? Kefal of Keli. So Kefal of Keli. You take its Yom Tov, you can't burn it. Yom Tov Sheni make me verbrenn it. Such things are no. If it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's second day Yom Tov. So the Rabbonin was at the Reise. It's Terech Yom Tov. Oh, but on the first day Yom Tov, you found a piece of Chometz, or Shvizho Pesach, you found a piece of Chometz, Kefal of Keli, you put a Keli on top of it, right, it shouldn't disappear, and the rest of Yom Tov burn it. Zogt Rashi, because mit der Reise, he's not Eva, he was already mevatel. He was already mevatel, he said, Erev Pesach, Chachamir, Lachmir, Yishusi, if I can't find it, it's bottle. So no, he said, the Reise. The male at the Chomer said, leave it alone. Azei zogt Rashi. Kum tois vor Rashi, wie es taki as leibitl? I doch taki eva und gleich? Das hat zerich Yomtev. I weiß tois vor Rashi, halt er am Egnis verbrennen in Yomtev. Sie halt er afi und du riechen. Zehnte Schiette von Rashi. Der Rambam says, openly, bis du mei von it. Even if leibitl, you're not allowed to touch it. Shem al tasa. You can't touch it at all. It's not good. And Tesis al techa is a different chesu.
Is it mortzer that way?
What?
Because it's mortzer?
Halach, because it's Yom Tov, and it's a mortzer, whatever you want to say, tasa. Tasa isn't that so. What comes in on to? Now, fregen nach reinem von a rashi and weiter, sa rashi la flamet wolf. Now, Flamen Wolf steht as Eda. What if you make, Amalek at Zeit, they used to make matzah in Yom Tov. Right? Bread short the matzah. Right? Yeah, in Loshin Isa with Pesach, B'yayin, Shemen, and Dvash. You're not allowed to make a dough to bake matzahs with wine, or Shemen, olive oil, and Dvash. Being lost, you know, because it's Mamayel Achmetz. Oh, but what if you did? So Gamliel says, Tisorif miyad. You must burn it as soon as possible. So Rashi says, Chalameid, talking about Chalameid. Achorim emrim miyayochel. Eat it up as soon as possible. Bake it, you know. So Rashi says, Tisorif miyad, so Rashi Chalameid. In Yom Tov. What do you mean you're going to eat Yom Tov? You can't burn Yom Tov. Feg nach reinen, Rashi alein haltoch eb leib bitl, dodoch leib bitl. It's becoming chometz in Yom Tov. So the bitl doesn't help. Wasn't Rashi that the Retzach HaMeir and Yom Tov is not allowed, right? No, good Kashi. But Hastir and Rashi. Oh, Rashi said, and Loshin Ha'isa Yain Hashem and Vash, Krevel Hachmetz. It's impossible to guard it right. So Rashi b'mayit koma, talking about chalmeid. V'lei b'yomtiv. The havara shalein tzerechi. Who told you to burn it? Can you wait till after yomtiv? I looked at Rashi. Freg nach reinem, Rashi himself said over here that ametze chometz b'yomtiv kifel of keli und bitl. Ob'eva leib bitl b'ekev v'brenn. So Hastir from the Rashi. In the Rebbe's Oteres, the Bach says it. There's another machlekes, Rashi Rebbein Tama, a very important machlekes. In Dine Shulchan Aruch da machlekes, what do you do with chometz? Is mer machlekes in the Gemara. Rebbe Yehuda emarein b'yo chometz al ha-sreife, b'yo chometz means to burn it, right? The chometz zeig nash b'sose b'chol dobo. Sold into the ocean, you do it, everyone gets rid of it. Right? Is a machlekes of Rishon and Vitzu Paskin. How do we Paskin? The Rambam says, Aloch Yechachomim, and Rosos Mechonim, and Eruk, the Rambam Shuchonoruk, the Ramor Paskin Vichach May Ashkenaz, Rashin Tesis, Rashin Tesis, Aloch Yem Yehuda. We can say Aloch Yem Yehuda, Zogt Rashi, and Vifran Astam Mishne, in out in Tumurah, as the Mishnah has the list of all the Musrofim, says, Chometz with Pesach and Musrofim. State of Affairs for Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a klal machlekes achkach stam aloch yistam. Is the Rama learned that this this klal doesn't apply because they're two different mesichtas. One mishnah, the mishnah here is in Pesachim, that mishnah is over in Tmura. Two different mesichtas don't count. However, the Rashi and Tosfos halten, then two mesichtas don't count, but in two sedarim. In other words, mishnah Pesachim is a seder moed, and that mishnah in Tmura is a seder kochim. So we made a loch of the Rashi. Oh, my clay is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, I'm sorry, Rashi and Tosfos in the Rambam, the Rosh. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Ramah, obviously, is the Chachmai Ashkenaz, the Rashi and Tosfos. So they said, a loch of Yehuda, and we come to the Tosfos. But the Ramah says, when it comes out of Pesach, the Mechaber says openly, you can destroy it any way you want. The Ramah says, we have min hegel shelfi. Amen, Egloshev. Now the Kasha, the Ramos and Chachmei Ashkenaz, what does he say, Amen? He should say that we are from the Chachmei. It's Amen, Egloshev. Dr. Vilna Goyen Azay, listen carefully. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said you should burn the Chometz, that's the only Bismanei. Shalei Bismanei, but the Sosa Bechol Dovo. Is machlekes Rashi in the main of Tam. Rashi learns as a bismane means 11 o'clock when you burn chometz, 11 o'clock you have Pesach in Bisreife. If you have chometz, chalameyim, it's a cold over. I mean, the Tam learned punkt fakert. And the Tam learned fakert. When did Rabbi Yehuda say, ain't be a chometz in Bisreife? Tafke chalameyim. You know why? Where does Rabbi Yehuda know that you have to burn chometz? So said Yerushalmi, well, because Nesar of Kochim you have to burn. Chometz in Pesach is like Nesar. You should have eaten it out of Pesach. You left it into Pesach, it was Nesar. Come to Chosan Nesar, no, after it's man. So the Rabbein Talmud put verkehrt. When you burn chometz in Chalmei, it's beschreife. You burn chometz erev Pesach, don't have to be beschreif. So when we burn chometz erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not the Chachamim, which means the Rambam, the Rosh say is not necessary, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a machlekes Rashi Rabbein Tam. According to Rashi, we have to burn it. According to Rabbein Tam, erev Pesach, any way you want. The halacha is from the poskim of Rabbeinu Tam. All the poskim agree in this machlekes is Rabbeinu Tam. Kum tochoyis that we burn chometz erev Pesach is for only one shita. Who shita? Rashi? Call it Rabbi Yehuda. Aber kveda shel Rashi, right? We burn it. Tosok tachamor vehaminig l'serfe. That we burn chometz and not min adin. And Adin is the Rabbeinu Tam, you can do it any way you want. Afir Rabbi Yehuda, the meaning of the Kovet Rashi. What else do we do to Kovet Rashi? Rabbi Say, who knows? Pesach, what else? We don't eat egg matzahs. I'm Ashkenazim. Why? Because Rashi says it's a problem. Rabbeinu Tam says it's no problem, egg matzahs. May Pesach say the machmetz. Hagemara, may Pesach. Oh, but since Rashi says we don't eat it, so we don't eat egg matzah. A person has difficulty digesting matzah. That doesn't Rabban Soloveitchik. My man given to write on a matzah. The chelav is zokon. Chelav is zokon. Okay. So where are we up to? Amirig l'sefer. That's an interesting. Oh, now getting back to, oh, Iker Shachachti, the Stir in the Tzvei Rashis. Over here, Rashi says that if you find Chometz, right, Kefal of Kele, Unalei Bittl. What a Bittl? How fuck a Bittl? Of a Lei Bittl, I'll burn it. And here, Rashi says that you don't burn it. Huh? The Tevet says, when do you burn it? Only Erev Pesach, if you find it Erev Pesach, you understand? That is, according to Rashi, you only burn according to Rabbi Yehuda before Pesach. But in Pesach, Und das lädt Ramliot sich so rief zu verbrennen, der Fall sagt, rasch und rät sich alle Meilen. Kein Beyonce. Doch das Jasche des Stiere Poshet. Okay, lassen wir lernen noch ein bisschen weiter. I want to speak a little bit about Mechiras Chometz. Mechiras Chometz in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Torah Shulchan Aruch. Why not? No din you have to sell chometz. You know, I know a famous rabbi in Kew Gardens. He had a lot of balabatim that were German Jews. He said they never believed in selling chometz. All the chometz they had, they would eat up to the last piece of bread and a place to, and drink up to the last drop of whiskey or whatever. They didn't talk to chometz, whatever, what came from chometz. Maybe they left one or two pieces to burn and they'll paste it out with it. Del chometz. But mechiras chometz, this is because lemaisa means very, lemaisa, it's Muslim, if man has a bakery, I mean, has flour and has all kinds of things. Kenuchin zayin. So Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik said it's probably the most complicated document, the shtar mechira, one of the most complicated. I'll tell you what that says there, because the Gemara says, "Of Mechniyechnu and Yisloti Chom Nachum Machleikru." Mechniyechnu says, "As Vatere Moyes Kenes." Menatere, the Kenyan is always with money. Meshiche is as a Konas Chachomim. By us, we money doesn't mean that. If you put down the money, you're buying something. You put down the money. The Gemara says the fellow can always back out. Of course, the Mekabel Mishpora, you don't do such things. About one, the only way to Mekabel Kenyan with Meshiche, it comes into your possession, right? As they talk to you, a slok is talk to you, Meshiche meforeshes menater. Is Rashi says that Alokhi v'Rishlokas. Alokhi v'Rishlokas. Right? Meshiche meforeshes menater. Rabbein Tam says no, Alokhi v'Rishlokas v'Rishlokas. Rabbein Tam and the Rambam. Now, when it comes to selling to a goy, the Gemara says there's a difference. The Torah said Reyacho by selling. But by Goy is fakert. So according to Rashi Mishiche by Israel, by Goy is Kesef. According to Rabbeinu Tam is by Israel is Kesef in that Torah. Comes to the draw, you need Mishiche. Mishiche is an impossible thing. Said, come 500 people, a rabbi can have 100 al-Bach and come and sell chometz. You can't take physical possession, it's impossible. So the Kenyan is bekesef. The goy puts down a deposit, $5, $10, whatever, and with that it takes legal possession. If he wants physical, let's take really, so he has to say, look, I have a bottle of whiskey, it's worth $20, give me $20, give me the whiskey, right? Right? But legal possession when he puts down the trouble is it's only according to Rashi, what's Rabbein Tam. So mainly you have to look for other kinyonim. The best kinyon would be, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, the best kinyon would be Chalipin, right? Chalipin, you can buy metaltalin, you can buy kalki, you can buy anything. Avodim, anything, almost anything you can buy with achutz. You can't get married with Chalipin. You can't give a wife a Chalipin, Chasnom, doesn't it? All right. The one thing, everything else is nicknamed a Chalipin. So the obvious thing would be to make a Kenyan Chalipin. The only trouble is, Dr. Neb Yehuda, the Shach is not happy with it. Most poskim say you can make a Kenyan with a Goy also with Chalipin. But the Shach says only with a Jew. Because the Kenyan Chalipin, how do you know Kenyan Chalipin? From Rus. Said Babeas, Tolof is Nalim Nasriel. So there were two Jews making a Kenyan. Whoever went with a Goy, so the Shach helped by Goy helped. So that's the only problem. So then he ate another Kenyan. I'm just trying to show you that it's one of the most difficult things to that the Chiri of Chometz. Babeas, I'll have to leave in the middle because I have to go now to a wedding, believe it or not. Right. Any questions about what we talked about? Or any other problem? Huh? What?
Chotzer.
Kinyan Chotzer. Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav. In other words, the Goy rents the Chotzer, and Agav is a Kinyan. Oh, terrible. Kinyan Agav is probably best Kinyan, right. Okay, any other things? But Rashi Rabbeinu Tam here is Machlekes, a very important Machlekes. That actually burning of Chometz is only to be Yetzer the Sheet of Rashi. The father of the Ramor, we have been able to serve. The Goyen of Gilan, for one word in the Ramor, a whole people was right. A mean able to serve. Because actually, first of all, most poskim don't even agree, and they say, Allah, we don't do anything. And I feel about the Rabbi Yehuda, going to Rabbi Natam, he can do it in the afternoon, it's only in the morning, or either. It's only a Rashi, the covenant for Rashi, the meaning of self.
Rashi that says that if somebody was not Mevatel, he has to burn it.
Right,
is that only Erev Pesach, or even
Yom Tov? In Yom Tov.
That's called Bezmanoi?
Does, whatever you want to call it, it's Azazel Trashi. Bezmanoi. All right, Mechanes again. Abazel Trashi. Over the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch statements. But Yom Tov Sheni is Taker Zinazel. If you find Chometz, the late Beatle, Yom Tov Sheni. But by us, there's no problem, everybody's Mevatel in front. The mice is no problem.
What time is starting next week?
Oh, but then on next week, 7:30. Because we'll be on daylight time, and Mincha probably be about 5 to 7. So still a finished mile, will be close to 7:30. So the next 2 weeks, will be on. Okay? 7:30. Okay? But then we're going to have the first. He comes to learn about the Seder. The Yalla Zachar, the Chomeinu says, it's a simple way. Who eats chomets? Nobody eats chomets. The prechodos like tainas kum shabbos and godol tells us the rabbanim eat like chomets. Chomets, nobody eats chomets. Forget about it. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, a very hot climate. We're not shyness from taloyim, worms, bugs. You know that salt today, the mice with the flour. Don't ask. So the prechodos like kum shabbos and godol eat like taloyim. Mine comments. But when you say that, the Seder is a long issue. Well, in the next week we'll have time to discuss the Seder. Seder is a great long issue.